Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds this evening. I am your host, Evangelist Benton, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening as we celebrate Increase. The broadcast is growing, and so we've had to move the time to the evening, and I just want to thank each and every one of you, my listeners and my supporters, for making this happen. I am certainly, without you, certainly with my listening audience, none of this truly could be possible. So I once again want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have been faithful in just listening, my listening audience, and those who have sown a seed just to keep things going. I appreciate you so much. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Again, this is Evangelist Benton, and you are live here on Victory Against All Odds. You text someone, call someone, let them know we are on the air live this evening, Monday, February the 13th, 2012, at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. I am certainly thank each and every one of you this evening, especially because it is a special broadcast, as well as for joining me in the eulogy of dead things. We come together to celebrate the death and the burial of dead things this evening. Dead things that held us captive, kept us in chains, in shackles, kept us silent, kept us quiet, kept us bound, kept us from living our full potential, locked us up in our minds, stole our innocence, bruised our egos, wounded our flesh, chained us to depression, secret of homosexuality, kept us lying, identity crisis, having the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of confusion, and sexual promiscuity. We're here to drop the dead thing. At this time, we're going to have another selection, and then we are going to move on from there.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you hold yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
I'm forever. you're listening to this and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you don't have to be lost today. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept it?
Shekinah Glory. That was Juanita Bynum, Forever Grateful. We're going to have another selection, and at this time, this selection is going to be live, and I want to introduce to you my sister, Minister Cherie Williams, and she is going to do a selection as well.
Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Yes, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. I come to thee, we need thee, oh Lord, we need thee. At a time as this, Lord, we need you. Every hour, we need thee. Lord, we're asking you to bless. Bless the Whitney Houston family right now, my Savior. I come to thee. Amen.
Amen. we thank you, Mr. Sharif, for that rendition. And we just thank you for blessing us with that song. And we will be hearing from her again. She's going to do another selection after the word. And we just thank God for you as well. I just need for you all to pray, because as I'm doing this, the Lord is speaking, and he has said for me to open the mic. I'm not opening up every mic. I'm only opening up the mic to those people that I've talked to, because what I want is I want the audience to hear, and I want you to be able to, as the word goes forth, want you to be able to, but when the word goes forth, I'll turn the mics off, but I did want to at least open up some of the mics, so some of your mics are actually on. And I will text you and let you know whose mic is on, the speaker's mic is on. And at this time, we're going to switch, and we're going to have some responses this evening. And we're going to start with Ms. Karen Brank. She is going to come with a response for about five minutes or so. We're trying to keep some of the responses brief so we can have time to hear others. So at this time, Ms. Karen Brank, your mic is on and you are live on the air.
Okay. Thank you, sister, woman of God. I am glad to be a part of this broadcast, and I am a domestic violence survivor. I've been out 7 years, and being able to get through that was one of the most difficult times in my life. It actually was compared to like a death, because at the time, I actually was physically totally disabled at the time that I was dealing with the domestic violence. And then after I got out, there was like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross actually is a expert in death and dying in this country, in the United States. And she talks about stages that people go through when they're dealing with death. And one of them is denial, bargaining, anger, depression, and acceptance. During the time that I was going through domestic violence, there was some denial, because it wasn't all the time physical. There was a lot of verbal abuse and a lot of manipulation, because of there were different dynamics that were present, but there were some physical things that did happen. But once I did get out, it took a long time to be able to put away that dead thing that was in my life. And one of those things are soul ties. I still had some of the things that he had given me as far as gifts. And he had always showered me with gifts, and that meant that he felt like he had some sense of entitlement to treat me that way. In other words, I was indebted to him for some of the things that he had done for me. But those things were not done out of love. They were done as a form of to try to control me. And as I moved forward in my life after I was healed, I realized that I was divorced, because it was just a void. I was just trying to focus on getting well. And after those 2 years had passed, I had realized that I was divorced, and then I had to stop, and I had to deal with that situation. And being that I was a social worker for about 16 years, I felt that I should have known better. And then I did a research on it. I did a thesis on it. So I felt like I should have known better. And as you deal with that guilt, and you deal with feeling condemnation, and you deal with shame and embarrassment. And that was one of the things that kept me from telling anybody. But once I began to talk to someone to help me process it, it became easier. And, I mean, I can tell anybody that I survived that. You know, I survived it and I can put it behind me now and move on. But as long as you keep it a secret and you keep it hidden, you still have the dead things that are attached to you. And I still deal every day, you know, it's just a stepping stone at dealing with it. And God actually within the last year introduced me to a woman of a Christian psychologist that actually helped me process it, because she actually, and it's always, nobody actually understands unless they have been victimized by the same thing. And she was victimized by the same thing. And she just said that those things, women, we have to remember, those things are not about us. Things that happen to us that are violent, that because there was a rape involved, that are sexual, that violate us mentally, physically, and spiritually, it's not about us. It's always about that other person. And that other person may never take responsibility for what they have done, but we have to always realize that we can't take the blame for what they do. That they have to take responsibility for what they do, and when they don't, that's their problem. Because when we have a mindset that it's our fault, we remain in bondage. And we
can't
do that if we want to heal properly. We just have to, you know, accept that it happened to us, and we move forward. And we help other women that have been through that same situation. And I just believe it's a testimony that I've been out for 7 years and seven, you know, and I feel complete in my life. I feel that as I move on in directions in my life, I feel that there are so many women that this has happened to, but they keep it hidden. And there shouldn't be any shame, because a secret is nothing but a lie. And that's all that it is. And I think that that's all I have to say. I don't know if I provided enough information, but I hope that I helped somebody tonight.
Amen. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We thank you for those responses. And and you said some very powerful things. And we appreciate you. We thank you for sharing. At this time, I'm going to have Ms. Carla Cannon. She's going to come, and she's going to give her responses as well. Carla, you're on.
All right. I truly bless God and thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to the people today. I basically am here to proclaim victory over dead weight. The spirit of homosexuality that once had me bound, identity crisis, not knowing who I was, not knowing that God had an ultimate plan for my life. Young woman in the Lord, 27 years old, struggling with masturbation, child abuse, rejection, trying to fit in with people all the time. Again, not knowing who I was. And I want to say to the people, it's important to know the basis of the ministry that God has given me, Women of Standard, is to let women know that it is important to know who you are. So I say to every woman that's listening on the line today, you are not your circumstance. You are not what you went through. You are not your past, but what you are a child of God. You are a woman, you know, a woman of valor. You are that. You are vital to the kingdom of God. And everything that we went through, even all the trials and the hurt, the homosexuality, rejection, all those things I went through, I didn't go through for myself. And I say the same thing to you. Everything that you had to endure, you didn't go through for yourself, but you went through for your neighbor. So I stand today free from all of these things, and I drop every dead weight. I drop the spirit of homosexuality, masturbation, child abuse, anger, fear. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I now know who I am, and so I stand for all of my sisters, regardless of ethnicity. I stand for every last one of my sisters to let you know that no matter what you're in, no matter what situation, no matter what has taken place, God still has the last say. And I just bless God for the opportunity, because not many people
talk about homosexuality. It's kind of like a hidden thing. We deal with it in the church. We deal with it outside the church. We have family members that deal with it, and we just kind of brush it off. We don't really know how to go about doing that. But what I say is, when God has a plan for your life, you know, and I never understood why I had to tarry, why it was such a fight. Like the enemy, one time I ministered this the other night, and I said, I grew to the place, I got tired of fighting. Ladies, never get tired of fighting. What God has for you is worth the fight. The journey will not be easy, but what he has for you, it is worth the fight. Stay in the race. Don't never give up. But the Bible says the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures to the end. So therefore, you got to hang in there. And I remember there was a time that I felt like it just is what it is. I'm supposed to be gay. This is what I'm supposed to be, because it had gotten so hard. And I didn't know how to, nobody could comfort me. And see, that's just like God. Let me tell you how he'll work. He'll put you in a situation where can't nobody pay that light bill but him. Can't nobody deliver you but him. And that's the best situation to be in, because, see, he's making his name great. And the thing about God, I had to learn to grow to a place to trust him. I had to learn that no matter, yeah, I may be struggling with this, but this doesn't define me. You know, I had to learn that, yeah, this may be my past, but God will bless me with a husband that can understand where I've been and not be ashamed, and we walk in victory together. So I say again, we are proclaiming victory over dead things. So if you're struggling with, regardless, I tend to compare the spirit of homosexuality to that of drug addiction, because I went through the same thing. You tend to, when you struggle with homosexuality, you go through withdrawals, you go through, and it's not always a sex thing. It has a lot to do with the mind, and I bless God today for a sound mind. I bless him for peace, but there's nothing like it. So I say to you today, get rid of anything. We drop, you know, everything that's disturbing our peace. We let it go on today, for peace is vital. Without peace, you can't even function. Without a sound mind, you can't even maneuver and take care of day-to-day activities. So I wanted to keep it simple, and I bless God. 27 years old, used to, you know, now I used to really go hard in the world. Now I go hard for the kingdom. And the thing about it is, I love all people, and we have to get to that place where we don't be judgmental, that regardless of our struggle may not have been someone else's struggle, but we can meet them where they are and just love them regardless. So I say, even if you have a family member that you may not quite understand, that cousin that may be a little flamboyant and you tend to let it get on your nerves, but allow love. The word of God says, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. So you can't draw them if you constantly push them away, but you love them where they are. And as soon as we learn to love people where they are and let God do the rest, that's when deliverance will take place, because that's what happened to me. My mother didn't push me away. I don't have that story that my family turned their back on me. I bless God. I don't have that story. But what took place was they loved me through it. And my mom will always tell me, she said, that's not who you are. You know, but for those of you that may not have someone speaking life into you, speak life into your own self. You know, we have the Bible, the word of God, that tells us who we are. If you're someone that the Bible really ain't your thing, okay, we got plenty of magazines. We have books that can help maneuver you wherever you are. Just whatever it takes, you do what it takes for you. So I just say today again, we're proclaiming victory. I'm proud of the celebration. Even when the enemy now tries to attack my mind, I plead the blood of Jesus and I keep it moving. So ladies, no matter what, don't let nothing get you down. You keep moving regardless. Always keep going forward and know that you are not your issue, you are not your circumstance, and this too shall pass. I'm finished.
Okay. Amen. Sorry about that, y'all. I had an interruption. Okay, we thank God for you, Ms. Carr. That was awesome, powerful, awesome and powerful word. At this time, let me see if they're on. I had another speaker, but I'm trying to see if he's on. Not sure if he's on yet. Trying to decide. Woman of God, are you ready to give the word? Apostle Robinson?
Yes, we're on cue, ready for you. Whatever you decide, we're ready to just talk and encourage the hearts of the people. Yes, we are ready tonight.
Okay. Okay, well, what I was going to do is then I'm going to give a short song, and then we'll after the song we will go into the Word.
Thank you.
Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh, God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. That if you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy. Tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Lord, we give you all the praise. Because that's the praise that's due your name. And the only way you can really magnify it. Tell him that he's holy. Why do you say holy? Because when you cry holy, no demon can stand in your presence. When you tell him how holy he is, every shackle has to break off of your life. Every spirit of torment has to come off of your mind. what I'm going through. Doesn't matter what the situation is. He's still there. Through the storm and the rain, through sickness and pain, yes, He is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was just so awesome. We worship God because we know that He is the master of everything and He can solve. There's no problem that's too big for Him to solve. My other responder who we had scheduled for tonight is now has now joined us. And so I'm going to let Dr. Du, who also is here, I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Du have his five-minute response as we talk about eulogizing our dead things and celebrating the life and death and burial of dead weights. And then after him, I will come back and introduce our evening speaker.
Good evening. So glad that I could be a part of this and to know that this life that we lived all of this time, how when the voice in my case spoke to me, the voice of the Lord, and said, it's over, no more. That was the moment, the first moment I knew that it was over and to be able to know. And the thing that's so beautiful, how when God does things His way, there are times when you don't really even understand what was happened or how it's happened. I don't know just how others have spoken, but for me, my life was just in turmoil. And yet I was in a church, but not in God. Yet I was going through the motions and doing all the things, but yet the Lord was not the center. And when He spoke to me, I heard Him. And you know, a lot of people I find now as I've talked to people over the years hear the voice of the Lord, but they're not certain or they aren't ready. And I went to someone and they said, no, I'm not ready. That was my first wife. Not ready. Not ready to serve God. Not ready to get the house in order. And, you know, ever since that day when the Lord spoke and everything happened, in one day, my life changed. And that was the day, as someone said, really made it clear a week ago Friday when I was on the Jesus in the Morning program. That minister said something that really has stuck with me. But I already knew it, but hearing it the way that that minister said it was so beautiful. I was ready now to serve the Lord for me, not because of my family, not because of my mother, but because I wanted the Lord as center of my life. And so, yes, I no longer look to that the dead things. I no longer look to the situation of abuse as being held there or the pain of it, because that's the time when that pain, and I don't know, each one has a different way that they experience this and go through it, but mine was a knot that I carried in my stomach, and it was just horrific, and the Lord just released that. So all I can say is that if you have been one, or you are one, or you know someone who is dealing and not ready, but thinking about getting ready to let go, let them know pain is not for life. And that when you let it go and give it to God and put yourself in His arms and rest securely in Him, then He comes about and brings the healing. It's not something, you know, it's a process also. So there's some things that go on. But the essential joy, as they say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's true. and their many mornings of joy. I'd rather have the mornings of joy than the mornings of sadness. God bless.
God bless. Yes, that's awesome. And one of the things that stood out that you're saying was that pain is not for life. And as we talked about this particular series, we talked about telling the truth, and we talked about sometimes you have to lose everything in order to gain what you need, and that's just so awesome. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts and minds for the word, and so I would like to introduce to you at this time a very powerful woman of God, Apostle Shirley Robinson, Pembroke, North Carolina. And she is going to come to us this evening in her own way as we prepare our hearts and minds. And I just want you to sit back and listen, and we are going to go forth. So, Apostle Robinson, you are open and you are ready to go. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Benton. It's my privilege tonight to just say thank you for being the voice for those that are silent, for being the voice for those that are not here today. They're no longer with us. And thank you for being the voice for those who want you to encourage and to keep the awareness going. We're honored today. We thank, we're thankful for the speakers, and we send our love to Dr. Du, and we're just excited about how we're going forth, and people are seeing that you can overcome. There is victory, and you have to be persistent, and you have to be determined, and there has to be changes. And in order for to grow, things have to die. Even a seed, before a seed is able to produce, it has to die first, and then push its way through the soil, and then come back through that same path and welcome the sunlight. And so this evening, to those of you that have gone through domestic violence and child abuse and just different things that were not pleasant. Tonight we are gathered to eulogize dead things, things that keep people in chains and shackles and keep people silent and keep people quiet and keep people bound and keep people from living their fullest potential. We understand that because we are here on this place called Earth, that the very reason that we're here and that we're still alive means that there is work to do. There is a purpose. There is some difference that we can make here despite our situation and despite our circumstances, despite things that were unpleasant, despite the desire to not live and to give up, in spite of depression, identity crisis, and in spite of having fear and doubt and confusion and sexual promiscuity. These are things that come to rob us of one of the most precious things in life that we can embrace, and that is the gift of life to make the difference. And so tonight, as a overcomer of childhood abuse and so forth, my mindset had to change. My heart had to change. I had to make some exchanges. And I didn't go through the usual, if I can use the expression, a chain of command that people go through when they go to see a psychiatrist or they go to see a counselor. I did not go through, take that avenue. I found, like Dr. Du, I found myself on the highway of life saying, despite overcoming cancer as a child, throat cancer as a child, despite the things that have happened, the fact that I am alive and the fact that I know what happened to me is one of the most cruelest things that an individual could go through. The fact that I am alive means that I can take what I have left and use it to make the difference, and use it to make the change, and use it to help someone, use it to live, use it to love, use it to start new. So tonight, we offer up the dead weight. We offer up the locked up minds. We offer up the stolen innocence. We offer up the bruised spirits, the wounded hearts, the wounded flesh, the shattered dreams, those that have gone into depression, to mental illness, those that have decided that their only gift, the only way that they can make a difference is to drink, to go into drugs, to go into suicide, to go into depression, to go into sexual abomination, to go into lying, identity crisis, the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, confusion, sexual promiscuity, afraid of men, afraid of women, afraid of authority. These are life robbers. Depression, despair, these things come to rob you of your life, to rob you of one of the most precious gifts you could ever have, to rob you of the ability to grow, discouragement, rejection, shame. We offer these things up tonight. Brokenheartedness, loneliness, hopelessness, self-pity. We offer these things up tonight. We eulogize these things tonight in our life. And to those listeners, the lies, the delusions, the deception, saying that you'll never be anything, saying that you'll never change, saying that no one loves you, saying that no one wants you, insecurity, jealousy, anger, rage, revenge, hate, suspicion. We offer these things up tonight. Covetousness, self-centeredness, being divisive, distrustful, feeling that if you have to build a wall, you have to play games with people in order to receive what life has for you. And this was never the original plan. I know tonight that this broadcast is covering all of the United States and some 20-plus nations. We are such powerful gifts. We are so priceless. We are so important. We are so special. We have been so dynamically created and designed that no two people are the same. Even twins do not share the same. We are so unique, and our uniqueness, beneath our uniqueness are gifts, and these gifts are what we are to give back while we're here. And the things and the situations and the circumstances that we face, fear of failure, tension, paranoia, schizophrenia, phobias, fear of poverty, behavior disorders, personality disorders. These are things that we're offering up tonight. We want them dead in our life because they rob us of the most precious gift, and that is us. The gift to give back, the gift to make a difference. We understand tonight that life is full of challenges. We understand tonight that life is full of circumstances, and life is never smooth sailing. But we also understand those of us that have traveled the dark roads of child abuse, domestic violence, emotional abuse, mental and physical abuse. We understand tonight that because we are alive, that is key. We're alive tonight. Those of you that are listening, you can take this gift that I'm going to give back to you, and it's an acronym in the form of victory. I'm going to spell out victory. We are alive tonight.
so that we could walk in victory, so that we will not allow those things that came into our life to rob us of the ability to live, to rob us of the ability to love, and then to rob us of the ability to make a difference. The fact that we are alive tonight means that we have a large degree of victory. The V is for victory. The I is for N. The C is for circumstances. We have victory over our circumstances. We have victory over our challenges. You might ask, how? How do I get that? The T is for transformation. The mind has to be transformed. The heart has to be transformed. The emotions has to be transformed. And I'll get into how you make that transformation so that you're able to move through life in that total victory. But the fact that you are alive tonight, those that are listening to me under the sound of my voice, means that you have that victory. You are alive. The O is for overcome, meaning that you can overcome the odds. You can overcome the obstacles. It has nothing to do with your tribe. It has nothing to do with your nationality. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. You have something within you that is so powerful. Once it's put in a direction that is positive, the Word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So once you start to make some exchanges in your life and in your mind and in your emotion, you will start to see that you start to make the difference, to see things from a different perspective, from a different way, from a different walk of life. Why are you walking in that victory? Because you're alive. R is to receive your reward. You may say, well, you don't understand. I was locked in a dark room. I was locked in a basement. I was put out in the middle of the night and told to run and to do this. I'm just giving examples. The fact that you are alive means that you're here to receive your reward. Your reward for walking in that victory. So that you take that second chance and you find someone and you make the difference. The why is for you. You are alive. You are alive to be the change in your world that you're seeking. To be the change. You are alive to get even with life in a positive way. You are alive to get in the ring and stand. Remember, you're still alive. There's still hope. And there's always victory. Those of you that are listening, how do you move into this transformation? How do you obtain this total victory? How do you go about receiving your reward and then taking your reward of being alive to make the difference, to share and give to others? Take your shame and use it to serve. Take the shame of your past, the shame of the hurt, the shame of thinking that you are alone, and use it to serve. There's greatness in serving. Transform your emotions and your mind with the victory. And take the secrets from the past, and the secrets that have held you captive, and use them to uncover madness. Use the secrets to share with others how you want to help and how you want to love and how you want to make the difference. Exchange the guilt. Exchange the guilt as a gift and allow yourself to be the gift to help. Allow yourself to be the gift to love. Allow yourself to be the gift to give back. If you want to continue to walk in that victory, revelation in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your body, in your thinking. Take the identity struggles. Use them to identify the greatness in you, the greatness in others, the greatness in the vision, the greatness in the things that you can do to show life that you are alive, that you're walking in that victory. Use it to increase, to bring others. Make up in your mind that you use it to identify that you're walking in that victory. Exchange the sexual abominations. Use it to strengthen your determination. Use it. Use it to pursue the genuine love. After all, you're not here by accident. The fact that you are originally, and I was originally designed, and there's no two people the same, lets you know that somewhere beneath the shame, beneath the guilt, beneath the secrets, beneath the identity crisis, is a masterpiece. An original sign for purpose. An original sign for change. An original sign for hope. An original design for victory. An original sign to make the difference. Exchange that violence. That violence that you endured. That violence that became comfortable, almost like a blanket, almost like a hairbrush. Use the violence that you succumbed, and again continue to walk in victory. Use the abuse as an attribute to identify things that can be given back to mankind, that can be given back to your family, that can be given back to your friends. Use the abuse as an attitude changer and an altitude monitor. Use it as a compass to admire the change that you're making. Exchange denial and walk in dominion. Goodbye to self-pity. Say goodbye to depression. Say goodbye to the people that tell you what you said was not true. You know what happened. I know what happened. But don't stay there. Use the blame to blossom. Use it to grow. Use it as a gift to help others to grow. Use the rejection. Use it. Exchange the rejection. And use it as a tool to receive love from people who receive you, from people who genuinely love you. Use it. Use the abandonment. Exchange it. Use it as a mile marker to remind you that just because you were abandoned, you don't have to stay at that mile marker. You can move forward in the altitude of life with an attitude adjustment, with victory in sight, with dominion in view, and determination to make a difference. Use the chains that held us captive. Use them and take off the chains and exchange them for courage. You'll find courage in serving. You'll find courage in loving. You'll find courage in receiving. Use it for charity. Use it to conquer the small talk in your mind whenever self-pity wants to resurrect itself, whenever you know that you've already had, you've eulogized the thing. Use the shackles and exchange them for success, and realize and understand and make up in your mind that you're going to take those shackles. And they'll be in view to show you where you left. But they will be the reward marker to show you where you're going. Use those shackles. And finally, use the silence that goes on in the lives of people when other people feel the need to take advantage of them, to oppress them, and to hurt them and to harm them. Use the silence. Exchange the silence. And be a sounding trumpet. Let people know that you are alive. Let people know that you can walk in victory. Let people know that you're no longer having a pretty party. But you're celebrating life. You're celebrating life in the fullness. You're celebrating life because you are alive. You have a second chance, and you're embracing your reward for the exchanges that you made. You're embracing your reward for the mindset that came about. You're embracing your reward for the courage that you have to let people know that you're sounding the trumpet. You're sounding the alarm for those who cannot talk. Let others know, yes, it happened to me. And yes, it was terrible. And yes, it should not happen to another person. But I made it in my mind that I made some exchanges. I made it in my mind to take what I have left in life, my experience, where I've been, what has happened. And I decided that I'd never be what I went through. I'd never be what I'd become. I'd never just stand around and just wait for somebody to just say, make the difference. See, you and I, we're winners. You may say, well, what do you mean we're winners? You're alive. As long as you have breath in your body and the mind and the time to think about what has happened, take that same energy and turn it around and use it to make something happen for you. Victory. Something happen to happen for others. Use it. To make the difference. Take the gift of life. And use it to show that despite all, the dead weight no longer holds you captive. The dead weight no longer holds you in prison. The dead weight no longer locks up your mind. The dead weight no longer hold your potential second. Get up every morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm alive today. I'm alive today to make the difference. I'm alive today to get even with life, to make the difference in a positive way, to get even by loving, to get even by helping, to get even by serving. That's how I'm going to get even with life. I'm not going to take what happened to me and walk around miserable and make other people miserable. I'm going to find my place in life, my purpose in life. The fact that I'm alive means that I'm here to make a difference. And angels know, when you come to the end of your life, when you come to the end of your journey, you will be remembered for either the problems that you caused or the problems to stop. But why not kick it up a notch and be remembered for the change that you made? Victory against all odds.
Oh, my Savior.
That was absolutely powerful. Whew, that was a powerful eulogy. My goodness. The woman of God talked about overcoming and allowing yourself to be the gift. Then she talked about taking your shame and using it to serve. Then she said, take your secrets and use it to uncover madness and share this with others. She said that the original design for victory was underneath us. It was already there. We just had to uncover it. She said, use violence and use abuse for the master's use. She told us to use abuse to change attitudes, become an attitude changer, and to walk in our dominion. My God, she was just absolutely awesome. Then she went on over there and she said to use the shackles and use the shackles and use it for success. Use the silence to let the people know that we are alive and we're celebrating life for the exchange that we have made. She told us to sound the alarm. And she said, we'll never have to be what we went through. That's powerful right there. I'm a living testimony. I promise I'm not going to be what I went through. I made that promise to myself. We are winners. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. And she said, use these things to make the difference. Despite all the dead weight, we no longer, and we no longer held captive. We're no longer in chains. We're no longer in shackles. We no longer have to keep quiet. We no longer have to be bound. We don't no longer have to be locked up in our minds. We're no longer bruised. Our wounds are healed. Now we can dream again. We're not sick. We're healed. We're not down. We're up. We're sober. We're dried out. We're no longer addicts, but we walk in freedom. We no longer have those suicide tendencies. We live. We're no longer chained to depression. And the secret of homosexuality is exposed. And it is conquered. We no longer have to tell a lie, but we walk in truth. We no longer have an identity crisis because we know who we are. We no longer have to walk in fear. We walk in the spirit of courage and strength. We no longer walk in doubt. We no longer walk in the spirit of confusion. We know where we're going and we have clarity. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that was a powerful word. That was a powerful word. And at this time, we're going to have another selection from Sister Cherie Williams. She's going to come back and bless us one more time. Amen.
I just thank God for the word on tonight, and I just thank God for being a part of this awesome work on tonight. And I just give God glory because after hearing the word, it just makes me give God more praise and more worship and just realize how great our God is, how awesome he is, what a merciful and a grateful God that we serve. And I just want to sing this little song, and I pray that y'all just enjoy and join in with me. How great is our God, sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God.
Yes.
He's a name above all names.
Yes.
He's so worthy of our praise. And my heart will see how great is our God. How great is our God.
Yes,
sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. He's a name above all names. He's so worthy of I'll praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God.
Yeah.
And my heart will sing how great is our God. Amen.
Amen. The mics are open. Amen. Amen. All right, that was just awesome. How great is our God? We serve a great and mighty, mighty, mighty God. Amen. Amen. The mics are open, so at this time, if there's anyone who was not scheduled to speak, but you would like to have something to say, if you have some dead weights you would like to drop off before we leave, you are more than welcome to do so at this time. Will there be one?
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Elizabeth in the Quad City area. I don't have any dead weights to drop off, but I thank God, amen, for, amen, this night, praise God, amen, and listening to the powerful woman of God, amen, doing the eulogy, amen, and I praise God for that. Just reminded, amen, of, amen, when I was going through my situation as a child and as I was taken advantage of by my brother, and it led me from one thing to another thing, and my life was just tore up from the flow up. And I remember one day I began to reveal what had happened to me, and I began to talk to the family members, and everybody wanted me to be like hush-hush with it. And I was one of them people that I'm not going to be hush-hush about nothing. When it's something to do with me and I've been hurt and I've been wounded, you know, I said, I'm going to reveal this. I'm going to tell it if it cost me my life. And I remember one day I was talking to my sister-in-law, the one that he was married to, and she wanted to know why was I acting the way I was acting. And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, you guys don't have to believe me, and really I don't even care. I said, because I know the truth is going to make me free. I said, but what I'm going to tell you right now, you can take it to the bridge or you can take it to the bank. The same thing he did to me, he's going to go through his own kids the same way. And sure enough, he did the same thing to his children. And when he did that, then they knew I was telling them the truth. But at that time, she had gotten the children taken from her and a lot of things had happened. But a lot of that stuff could have been prevented if only they had just took heed and listened to what I was trying to tell them. But they thought it was something else. But, you know, I just thank God because I had to learn how to free myself through it all, because everybody, it was like, you know, I was like that, the odds was against me, you know, and like you're talking about against all odds, amen. And so even in the midst of it, I found my freedom amen, in Christ Jesus himself. I found my freedom, amen, pressing toward the mark of the high calling, amen. I didn't go to any rehabs or anything like that, not even for drugs, even though I was strung out, and you could see every bone structure in my face. That stuff, I mean, it was taking me all the way down to the death door. But even in the midst of all that, God delivered me. So everything that has happened to me, God did it, and I just give God the praise because he made a belief out of me. He showed me himself. In spite of what man say, in spite of what anybody else say, I know that God is real. I know that I'm in my right mind today only because of him. I know that every limb is yet working in my body today only because of him. And even my sister was trying to figure out, why is it that you don't have no kind of sickness in your body? But it's all because of him. I just give God the praise, amen, for this line tonight. Prophetess, amen, Apostle Robinson. I just thank God for everybody that is on this line. And truly, amen, this is a blessing, amen, because you are so right. People don't even reveal a lot of what's happening to them, but thank God that there is a line that they can reveal the truth, praise God, amen. And hopefully those out in radio land will be able to hear and grab a hold. You just never know who's listening, praise God, but there could be a child that's in a room, amen, might be listening to the radio or anything, and they might hear this message come across that line, and you know, and it'll be a blessing to them because they'll have something to grab a hold to, amen. And I just give God the praise tonight, amen, for you. I thank God, amen, for the divine connection. And I tell you, it's so much that God did. And the woman of God was talking about the homosexuality, praise God. And you know, and I just thank God because even when the bishop had raped me 2 times, amen, and turn around and have a hitman out to have me killed. And then on top of that, praise God, I have went through marriages on top of marriages on top of marriages, praise God. And even through all that, I had came to a point in my life where the devil, amen, began to deal with me. And I went to a friend of mine, and because she was functioning in the church and she was doing everything, and you know, and they let her do all this stuff. And when I went to her, it seemed like, you know, she was an outcast. And so at that time, I was an outcast. And so I went to her to talk to her, thinking that everything would be okay so I could unload what I was feeling about what the bishop had did to me. And at that point, me and her fell in a relationship. But God dealt with me one day, and God said, let me tell you. He said, I did not make Adam and Steve. I made Adam and Eve. And knowing the fear of God and knowing what God had given me, knowing that God had brought me back alive, knowing that God had kept me from going to the federal penitentiary, all of this stuff had went on in my life and so much other things had went on. But even to that point, when I fell in that trap, amen, God delivered me out of the hand of that situation, and I began to minister to her. And today, praise God, she is free from homosexuality as well. She is a minister, got a beautiful daughter, and going on in the Lord. So even though I fell into sin with her, God allowed me to get out of it and reach back in to deliver her because her mindset was that this is the way that God made her. And I said, the devil is a lie. God did not make you to be like that. You know, the devil did that. God have nothing to do with that. You know, and so I begin to minister to her. And I just thank God today that God delivered me. And when I be on my True Faith Underground Railroad prayer line, and I said, you know, anything you can think of, God has delivered me out of it. Praise God, every walk of life. Amen. And I just count it all joy today because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I know I'd be dead, sleeping in my grave. But by the grace and mercy of God, he delivered me out of it all. And it's back into your hands.
All right, praise God. We thank God for you. Woman of God, stopping by, dropping off dependence on drugs and homosexuality and being set free and delivered from those things that had you bound as well. We thank you. Is there anyone else that has anything they want to drop off? The lines are wide open. And if you want to drop something off and don't want to give your name, that is absolutely, absolutely fine. We'll just receive you as a guest, and you can drop off whatever you need to drop off. It doesn't make a difference. Your name is not important. Okay. All right. Well, we just thank you. We're going to close out. We're going to close out this evening with a song. Hello? Anybody else? Okay, if not, we're going to close out with a song, and I thank each and every one of you. And as I say often, against all odds, you can walk in victory, and we have certainly dropped off some dead weights on this evening, and we just thank you, each and every one of you who have stopped by. You too can overcome all the odds against you, every obstacle that comes to try to block you and keep you bound. Don't be bound any longer. That's what we did tonight. We dropped off some dead weights. So just so you'll know, I am here to help you walk in total victory. If you want to leave a confidential voicemail, you may do so by calling 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900. You may leave a extensive, up to an hour voicemail. It is confidential. Leave your name and the day that you called, and whatever your concern, prayer request, doesn't have to be a prayer request, just be a request, a concern, a question, or if you desire to be a guest on the show, please leave your call 641-715-3900. The access code is 343-658-POUND. Again, the access code is 343-658-POUND. We just thank each and every one of you again for attending this special occasion, the eulogy service for Dead Things. And we hope that you got something out of it and that some of you are leaving this evening a little bit lighter than when you came in. And we just thank you for walking in victory on today.
Woman of God.
Woman
of God, I just want to make sure that they know that that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
I've been
okay.
Free for 20 years from all that, for 20 years now.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Wanted to let you know, together we can learn powerful strategic weapons to combat the seemingly insurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. And we thank each and every one of you, because we know that forgiving is the most powerful weapon that you have. If you desire to get in touch with me, once again, you may email me at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Also can be found on Facebook under Donice Benton or Victory Against All Odds, or you may go to my website. My website is www.oddsagainsttheletteru.webs.com. I thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight for such a special occasion, this special broadcast, and we hope that you got something out of it. And we certainly thank you for Apostle Robinson for the word, and all of you who had something to say and something to give, and just dropping by to drop off dead weights, whether it was 20 years ago, 7 years ago, you know, whatever that time was that you came and shared with us. Dr. Dew, I just thank you so much. Thank you for joining me. I know you had a busy schedule. I thank you. I thank you, Apostle Robinson. I thank you, Ms. Carla. Ms. Carla, as a matter of fact, let me give this one announcement, is the entrepreneur. She's an up-and-coming young lady, beautiful young lady, awesome testimony. She does have a magazine, Women of Standard, and she will be joining me. I'll be doing a special feature with her in the upcoming future, in the months. and she will be my special guest. And we will get to share and hear all that she has to offer and what she's doing and what God has done and how he has blessed her and how she has conquered and divided, and she is walking in victory. Awesome testimony. I got to see her on Saturday. I was out of town in Robinsonville, North Carolina, and she is truly a powerful bomb, I'm trying to tell you. It was so awesome. So we will be hearing from her again in the future. Again, I wanted to just let you all know that, again, Victory Against All Odds time has changed from 12:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I thank each and every one of you. And we're going to close out here. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Awesome. His goodness and what He's done. But I can't get more, son. I gotta give Him glory. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. Come on.
How many know he's so worthy? I love Jesus. I really love him. The spirit of worship is a very unusual thing, because if you're selfish, you can't worship God. And on top of that, a worshiper doesn't have to always come into the presence of the Lord asking him for anything. Because a worshiper knows in whom they believe. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if I have a problem. The one that I'm worshiping is a problem solver. I'm just looking for my worshipers. That's why I'm talking. A worshiper recognizes this, is that I've gone to the next level of faith that says, if God doesn't work it out the way I thought he should have, I know he's got a better way, because he said, I will do exceedingly. Oh, you didn't hear that. Apparently, the way you asked him to do it was too low. Because he said, when I finally do it for you, I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. And what is that power? It's the power to worship him. It's the power to worship him when you can't trace him. When you don't know what he's doing, you still count him to be worthy. Somebody just lift your hands up. Come on, Dr. Pena.
Amen. All right. Thank you for joining me this evening. I have really enjoyed. We had a wonderful time. And again, I thank Apostle Shirley Robinson for such a awesome delivery of eulogizing dead things and celebrating life and celebrating the new things that God has to offer us. But again, I thank you, Apostle Shirley Robinson, for your service and your dedication. And again, I thank Minister Cherie Williams for the song. And I certainly, again, want to thank Karen Brank and Dr. Dew, and as well as Carla Cannon for their responses on this evening. And I would like to also thank each and every one of you who have joined me, and those that are in the chat room. I thank you again for being a support and stopping by to for support and dropping in and listening. And again, if you need to get in touch with me, my voicemail box number is 641-715-3900. And my access code is 343-658-POUND. That's 641-715-3900. The access code is 343-658-POUND. And you may leave a confidential message in that voicemail, and you can talk up to an hour. And if you need any time longer than that, you may just simply redial the number and continue where you left off. And you may go to my website, www.oddsagainsttheletteru.web.com. God bless you too, Brother Jackson in the chat room, who joined us a little late. So God bless you, and thank you again for stopping by. I appreciate you as well. And that is, we're going to conclude this special broadcast, and I look forward to being right back here with you again on next Monday. Thank you for joining me, and have a great night.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you hold yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. Your personal savior.
don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to see and save you. Why don't you accept it?
I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that he came. Yes, I am.
He came to seek and save the lost.
That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home, right there in your job, right there. Right there in that jail cell, he came to seek and save the lost. I don't care what you've done, I don't care where you've been. I came to let you know today that that's why he came. Yes, he did. He came to seek and save the lost.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Good night.